The largest union of Montana University System employees has reached a deal with the Commissioner of Higher Education regarding pay raises. Capitol reporter Dan Boy says the deal between the Commissioner and the Montana Public Employee Association would affect pay for the next 2 years, but it still needs to be ratified.
State lawmakers gave the Montana University System $19 million earlier this year for employee raises that spread over about 5,000 employees. But those 5,000 employees are split among 25 different employee unions. The university system has to negotiate with each union individually. The Montana Public Employee Association makes the biggest chunk of those employees, 1,700 workers. And here's how the potential pay raises for these so-called classified employees shakes out. Beginning this October, all of the 1,700 MPEA workers would receive a 46-cent per hour base pay raise. Then, starting October of 2014, the workers would receive a 2.25% raise plus another 12 cents per hour. MPEA Executive Director Quentin Nyman says at first the university system wanted to put in place the 2.25% plus 12 cents an hour for both years, but he says that would be less impactful to lower wage workers.
We wanted to see a flat dollar increase in the first year because the lion's share of our members would be more positively affected by that flat dollar increase.
Nyman says the agreement reached with the Office of the Commissioner of Higher Education also includes some other changes to the contract between the two organizations. This includes a committee study on workplace bullying. And Nyman says another study will look at recruitment and retention, which he says has been a problem.
We have close to 800 members who have worked for the university system for less than 5 years. And that's, in my mind, that's a pretty big number.
The MPEA members themselves will now vote on the bargain through mail ballot. The State Board of Regents will vote on ratifying the agreement during their meeting in mid-September. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.